It's a trap. I'm back and I'm hanging on the rooftop swinging now.
You waited less than 10 seconds.
I'm ready to go. I thought that was 10 seconds.
It's like 8 seconds. It's fine.
Oh.
So, Jordan, thank you so much for breaking the silence. What are we talking about today?
Well, David, we are talking about, well, we just decided to kind of go through our lovely commissioned cover art for every one of our most recent episodes and just kind of see how we feel about them.
Yeah, we're going to break down really what the pieces were, what inspired it, read off the art description. Ultimately, Jordan, we're going to say out of this group, what was our favorite?
Yeah.
But I want to say Mer does an absolutely fantastic job. All these pieces are nothing but 5 out of 5s.
She doesn't miss, David. She doesn't miss.
Hit or miss. Bet you don't miss, huh?
Got a boyfriend. Betty doesn't kiss.
Draw you cover art for you.
Betty doesn't even draw. Whatever. Keep going, David. Ignore me. Keep going.
I also want to give a big thank you to Nigel, Archer and Nurse, our benefactor, who's been doing this for like 2 years. Absolutely legend.
Amazing. Amazing.
Letting us commission 2 pieces of art every month. Nigel, we really appreciate it. But we also appreciate you, our wonderful patrons. So let's get started on talking about this. The first piece we are talking about is from Nine Dragons Ball Parade. So the description for this was, can you please draw the main character of the series dressed as the Stonks guy? Instead of the background, can you have it look like a baseball scoreboard? Can the number under ball say 9, please? Can you also keep it the same color scheme as the Stonks image? Instead of Stonks, would you mind having it say, I think we had disagreement about it, so I honestly actually don't remember off the top of my head what we went with. I think we said balls.
I've got balls of steel.
So, Jordan, is there anything else? I mean, this is just like we had a dumb meme and we wanted to reference it because the series is all about the main character talking about baseball stats in the first chapter.
We actually put balls there, which I think was the better choice, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the main character, he's looking real smug as the line goes up, David, and you know, the line only ever goes up.
Stonks only go up. All right, number two, level E. So, I forget whose idea this was. It might have just been in the... It was yours, yeah.
No, it was my idea.
Yeah, so this was a fucking stupid one. So again, 2 memes in a row.
It was great.
Where, can you draw the main protagonist of level E making the E meme face, including the bad resolution? I think you can deep fry it via URL. Instead of E, can it say level E? Mer actually sent us a deep fried and a not deep fried version. I think you can find that in the high quality where I posted both. But yeah, that was just...
This is flawless. This is excellent.
10 out of 10 execution.
Perfect execution. Amazing. Yes, exactly what I wanted. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's really all to say. We just did a really stupid meme. And yeah. She used a deep fry filter.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, Love Rush. Overall, this image is a parody of the Virgin versus Chad meme.
Yeah.
Can you make the main character draw in the style of the manga, looking sad and hunched over like the Virgin in the meme? Looking into a mirror, his reflection should be a Chad version drawn in the style of the meme. The only difference, the nose in the third reference image. For context, an MC has a genetic condition that makes him appear beautiful to everyone despite his physical appearances. So this one was kind of a struggle. I think she needed a lot of revisions because at first she drew both the characters' anime style and it just wasn't clear what the meme was.
No, yeah.
So we went back and she revised it. So now he looks exactly like the meme.
That's Chad Thundercock right there. That's him.
Yeah, did you know that the Chad's face in that meme actually looks like Chad the country? Like, if you look up the shape of Chad on a map.
That's actually great. I didn't know that. Oh, man. Go figure.
Yeah.
What a great addition to this shitty meme that was probably made by somebody who I would really dislike in person. But anyway.
Yeah. I feel like it's always been an ironic meme.
Oh, yeah, of course. Until you talk to certain people.
We live in a society.
We live in a society, Dave.
All right, so next up we have School Judgment. I'm sorry, we have to talk about it. Design, can you please make this a parody of the Phoenix Wright cover? I mean, like, let's be real, like, what else are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Instead of Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney can say School Judgment, Child Attorney in terms of character mappings, and then it is just as you see him in the art image. Can you also make the background a schoolroom like in the reference image? So you just primarily need to have a blackboard behind the judge. This one was funny because she actually drew the characters backwards, where she drew the female main character, so she had to completely redraw it. I'm sorry you had to do that, but I literally said who was supposed to be what in the image.
Yeah. It's good. I think it's too cool for School Judgment is the problem.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do for lawyers?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we usually commission the art and send the description, like, before we read the entirety of the manga. We did not know the evil that lurked within School Judgment.
Yeah, we should have just drawn the main character getting arrested.
Yeah. Oh, it should be like, it has his face and then it just says guilty, like in Phoenix, right?
Yeah. So next up, though, is a not pedophile manga, is Hungry Marie. Can you make this a reference to Ranma One Half? The series has similar gender swapping concept and then the mapping of it. So this one, I'll be honest, Jordan, I think this wasn't our best work concept wise. The art was great.
I agree.
Nothing but hits from her. I just think this wasn't like the strongest cover art idea, to be honest. And I'm sure almost no one probably got what this was referencing.
I feel like it's difficult to make a reference when you're not super familiar with the property. I don't think either of us really read Ranma One Half. Did you?
No, I haven't read Ranma One Half. It was just, I thought there was going to be something iconic about it, and there's not really.
The problem is the thing that's iconic about it is the appearance of the main character.
Well, it's also the karate pose, but Hungry Marie already referenced that, so we couldn't use it because otherwise it's literally just being like, hey, can you redraw this piece of art from the series?
There was probably a better joke there, but she did a great job. Everybody looks great in it, and she did a fantastic job parodying the logo for Ranma.
Yeah, she did a great job.
She just knocked it out of the park. Look, Merlisle's looking great.
She's great.
Hire her for your next project.
Yeah. All right, should I go to the next one?
Yes.
Finally, we have Gunblaze West. Can you please make this a reference to One Piece? Because this series just rips it off.
Oh,
ideally, can you make the three main characters dressed as pre-timeskip Nami, Luffy, and Zoro going through a treasure chest that says Oda's ideas? Can you also have their more notables items, as I'll note below, and then I just talk about who maps to who and what their notable items are? I think she did a fantastic job. The only thing we really need to revise is originally there wasn't, the chest was just drawn completely empty, so I asked her actually to reference the case from Pulp Fiction.
I was just gonna say, yeah, like the Pulp Fiction case it looks like now, yeah.
And it was actually her idea to add the straw hat.
Oh my god, David! That's what's in the fucking briefcase! It's the One Piece!
There you go, Jordan. You got it. But yeah, so I think this was another fun one. So I don't have too much to say. I think it was just really smooth and she knew what she was doing. And this one definitely, she had a lot more creative freedom because it was just kind of not, like, she had to redraw a piece of art.
Yeah.
Do you know what your favorite was?
I mean, it's Level E.
Yeah. I think Level E was definitely the best one. It just all came together. It's just such a stupid thing. But I also always appreciate when we can give her less work, so it makes up, because I know, like, obviously Gunblaze West is a lot more than her just drawing one person, so I appreciate that when she's able to do the higher concept ones, which is why we definitely intentionally try and give her easier ones when we can.
Look, man, simplicity is the true sign of mastery. No, really. If you can make something great that's, like, more minimal, that's where the whole idea of jazz is the notes you don't play kind of thing comes from. Because it's true. Why would you play 20 notes if one note does the same thing? It's just, it doesn't make sense. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Level E, jazz. Level E is jazz, especially that image specifically. That image is jazz.
All right. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Do you want to talk about jazz?
No, I really don't.
You like jazz? Anyway, let's go.
We already watched the B movie as a community event.
Oh my god, what a terrible fucking movie.
All right, I think that's all the time we have for today. So, Jordan, thank you so much for being awesome co-host. It's been a blast making these. And thank you so much for your help editing everything.
Very well. You mean a lot to me, David. Thank you for all the hard work you do, all the work you do.
Oh, thanks, baby. All right, and I also want to thank all of our absolutely fantastic patrons. Y'all are the best. But with that, I think it's time we put adieu to this.
Hey, you. Hold on.
Little
hey,
mini, yeah.
Hey, you, listen to this right now. You, yes, you. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm just talking to you specifically. Thank you. I love you.
So cute.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm adorable.
Bye.
Bye.